Unit 13B, Activity 2.
So, Ms. Miller, I could show you a table which has just been restored to get an idea of what yours will look like afterwards. Would you like to have a look at it?
Yes, I'd love to.
Fine. Would you follow me inside, please? This is one of the tables.
Oh, it looks very nice. And this is where you work?
Yes, this is my workbench.
This one?
No, this is the main workbench. Mine is the one in front of the window.
I see. You have a lot of hand tools on your workbench. Different types of saws, chisels, a hammer.
Yes, I was working on a chest of drawers before. I really should put them back into the toolbox.
And is this, here in the centre, a table saw?
Yes.
And what is the piece on top of the saw?
That is the dust collector. It removes the dust from the air and the environment.
Oh yes, I can imagine there's a lot of dust in your workshop sometimes. And there are even more saws over there, right?
Right. The bend saw and the scroll saw.
What are these for?
The scroll saw we use for cutting complex shapes, extremely tight curves, for example. It allows us to move the workpiece along the lines we want to cut. We use the bend saw to shape the outside of the bigger wood.
And what's the other saw on the opposite side for?
It's for cutting mitres and smaller workpieces. It's called a radial arm saw.
Ah, and what is your colleague doing on that machine over there?
He's working on the drill press. He's drilling some dowel holes at the moment.
And what is that next to the door?
That's the router.
What do you need it for?
We use it for making profiles and mouldings and for jointing wood.
You've really got a lot of machines.
Oh, yes. There's also the surface planer and the belt sander.
Isn't that the same thing, actually?
Well, not exactly. Sanders smooth the surface. So, for example, for finer finishing for tables and cabinets. A planer is much more powerful, so we use it for the production of raw wood products and for planing edges. Oh, it looks like my colleague is going to work on the sander. We better leave the workshop. It's going to be pretty loud in here, Ms. Miller.
Oh, OK. Well, thank you for the tour then.